proclamation number 5950 dated the May 6th, 1954.
God does not condemn. People condemn themselves.
It is not me who condemns people, but they who condemn themselves. They will not get anything other than what they wanted for themselves, and for this reason fear will either lead them to life or death. I myself want to give life to all people, yet if they choose death themselves then they shall receive according to their will. The eternal law of order, however, will remain in place, and this law corresponds to my nature, i.e., my love. Hence, people who fit in with this law of eternal order will let love reign and therefore choose life, because through love they receive the strength which guarantees a life in beatitude, whilst heartless people are without strength and therefore stand outside the law of eternity, and consequently condemn themselves to death. For death is a state without strength which all people or their souls have to expect who live without love and have therefore left my eternal order. Nevertheless, every person has the option to choose his fate, and therefore every person will also sentence himself. But I constantly warn those people who still live outside of my eternal order of the judgment, so that they will change their mind and enter it, so that they will shape their destiny such that they will be awakened to life when the hour arrives which gives everyone what he deserves. I warn them because I take pity upon them, because I love all people and know the dreadful fate they're approaching. Even so, I cannot give anything else to them aside from that which my justice allows for, I respect every human being's will but am always willing to stand helpfully by his side if he wants to join my eternal order again. For it is my will that people shall awaken to life on the day of judgment, that they will not fall prey to death. It is my will that they become strong and constantly accept strength from me, but this is only possible if they enter the circuit of my flow of love again, that is, if they transform themselves into love and thereafter receive light and strength in abundance. All people are at liberty to let me illuminate them, yet anyone moving outside the circuit of my flow of love is unable to absorb my emanation of love. He remains weak and will eventually succumb to death, yet through his own fault. And therefore he condemns himself. Only a life within my order, a life of love, assures a person the strength for his soul to live in eternity, and anyone who lives like this will not fear the lost judgment either, for he cannot be expelled again, he has already gained life and will never ever lose it again. Amen.